10 years ago, residents of Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood called Kathy Nyland the mayor of Georgetown. Nyland was an outspoken booster for her community just north of Boeing Field. Sometimes her activism meant calling out the city of Seattle when it ignored Georgetown. But today, Kathy Nyland works for the city as director of its Department of Neighborhoods. She's charged with helping to ease tensions between neighborhood preservationists and those who want more development in our rapidly growing city. Nyland never expected to be a city official, though. And in fact, 10 years ago, when she emailed a complaint to the city, she didn't even think of herself as an activist.
It was the very first political email I ever sent, was because I lived in Georgetown. Besides my fourth grade advocacy for Jimmy Carter, that kind of dates me. But moved to Georgetown, noticed that a lot of city decisions were impacting our neighborhood and they weren't favorable decisions. Everything from Southwest Airlines wanting to move from SeaTac to Boeing Field to the city considering creating a red light district to a waste station being proposed in the neighborhood. It was just a lot over and over again. So just wanting to understand why that was happening.
So you said that was the first political
email
you sent. What was it about specifically?
It was to Peter Steinbrück. There was a hearing he was holding about creating an adult cabaret zone. And there was an article in the paper and it sounded like the decision had already been made, which I thought was odd because we were about to have a public hearing. So me being, you know, rosy and naive, I was just like, well, that seems a little bit backwards. So I just sent him an email saying, I hope your mind is open. And we had this public hearing and he changed his mind.
How would you characterize the relationship of Georgetown to downtown Seattle, to city officials at that time?
I won't say it was broken. I think maybe we were a forgotten area of the city. And we spent a lot of work after I helped co-found the Georgetown Merchants Association. One of the first things that we did was reach out to then Mayor Nichols. And we kind of had this little poll saying, how many invitations are we going to have to extend before someone comes down? And it was one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he responded within a week and he came down. And it was actually a fabulous, fabulous meeting because he said, I see Georgetown when I'm on the freeway. Like it's a neighborhood that I drive through. And we kind of introduced him, gave him a walking tour, introduced him to some of the fabulous things that were happening. And you saw him look at that area differently.
You mentioned you helped found the Merchants Association. Mm-hmm. You were a business owner.
I was.
You were not necessarily an activist. So why take that jump?
I never see or saw myself as an activist. I saw myself more as a person who was asking questions. So my partner and I purposefully and intentionally opened a store on Airport Way to kind of help bring that strip back to life and just serve as a gathering place. We were debating between adding a second bathroom or a store, and we went for a store. We still have only one bathroom. It's on the list.
Well, so for years after you moved to Georgetown, you were very involved working on behalf of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. In addition to running your store and gathering place, where did the idea of working for the city come from initially?
I think it came from others. It wasn't my thought.
So how did it happen?
I had just been, working with the city or from a neighborhood perspective, just attending meetings, raising my hand, asking a lot of questions, getting to know city staff. And then how it happened was then Sally Bagshaw was running for council and someone suggested that she reach out and talk to me to learn about communities and neighborhoods and whatnot. And her consultant said, you should really bring Kathy on board. She's kind of strategic thinking and whatnot. So I helped run her campaign. And then when she won, the first thing she did was saying, I want you as my chief of staff.
How long ago was that?
She won in 2009. I started working for the city January 2010.
So 5 years,
yeah.
5.5 years.
Yeah.
Kathy Nyland is with me. She's the new director of the Department of Neighborhoods for the city of Seattle. Just started that job. And so I guess you speak for more than yourself now. You speak for all the neighborhoods of the city in some way, do you not?
or I listen to all the neighborhoods. I hope I don't speak on behalf of them because it's a complicated bunch. Everyone has an opinion and every neighborhood is different.
So how does what you know about speaking on behalf of your own neighborhood, your own interests, help you to help people in, I don't know, Rainier Beach or Lake City?
I often found when I was working on issues that I stumbled upon information that it was not easy to find. So if I can help in that sense, that I will consider a huge coup. If we can be more proactive in reaching out to communities and neighborhoods throughout the city, letting them know what's going on or what's being considered, and whether they choose to act upon it is up to them. But making sure information is available and accessible.
What is the chief role of the Department of Neighborhoods, actually?
It depends who you ask. We have a variety of programs. I think it is really just being the connection between city government and communities.
So somewhere to turn.
Yeah.
So you're taking this job at this time. Anybody just can look out the window. We're in the University District. There's 8 million cranes outside my window. The city's going through a tremendous period of growth. And how do you envision using your position to help residents of the city navigate the changes that we're going through?
I think it's educating people and letting them know growth is happening. We cannot stop it. We shouldn't stop it. It's just an evolution. Letting people know what that means. Listening to people, hearing them. We often hear parking and character of neighborhoods. Those are the two issues that come up often. It's being present, listening, hearing, and facilitating a constructive conversation instead of this defensive debate that we often find ourselves in on this topic.
People have often described Seattle as a city of neighborhoods, and they all have different characters.
Yep.
Some of them have a lot of resources. They have farmers markets. They have walkable retail districts. They've got people with enough time on their hands to really advocate, and some of them don't.
Yes.
So how do you balance those kinds of disparities as you work to get everybody involved?
I think it's understanding that there are disparities. I came from a neighborhood that does not necessarily have a lot of resources. I often kidded, years ago when I would take vacation days to attend a meeting down at City Hall, that I should submit an invoice to the city for all of my time. It was a deliberate decision. And again, that's why I think we can do a better job of making it easy to participate. I think how we often do outreach is an obstacle. So finding ways to create more opportunities.
Kathy Nyland's the new director of Seattle's Department of Neighborhoods.